Hey there, boys and girls. This is Mr. Hightower, owner of Main Street Antiques. Welcome to Bible Stories for Kids. Each story will take children from the present and send them back in time to meet real famous Bible characters. Learn Bible truths from those who actually lived them out. So, if you're ready, let's get started on today's adventure. Here we go. Is it ever windy out there and wet? I could wring my beard out into a bowl. Oh, Simon. Well, if you don't want to get wet, then don't stand under me. Wow, would you listen to that wind? I don't think anyone is coming to the shop today, Simon. That means you and I can make some hot cocoa, put our feet up, and wait out the storm in comfort. Sit up here on the counter. Up you go. There we are. And I'll turn on the hot pot. Now, all we need is a good book. I know, I've read all of them around here. But you know, the storm would be the perfect time to read an old favorite. What do you think? Do you mind an old favorite? I thought you'd like that. Jonah it is. Nothing like an Old Testament story. So, let's do this right. Cushion chair. Footstool. Ah, the hot water is ready. Now, for some hot chocolate. No, none for you. Chocolate isn't good for cats. Or is that dogs? Or maybe porcupines?
Shoo-wee, is it ever windy out there? And wet. Hi, Mr. Hightower.
Well, hi there, Toby. It's been a long time since I've seen you.
For sure, Mr. Hightower. I'm afraid you remember the old me. But when I finally let God get a hold of my heart and life, He changed everything. Hopefully you'll get to know the new me.
Well, Toby, I'm sure glad to hear that. The Lord is the one who makes the difference in all of our lives. So, what brave soul charges through a storm like this? Does your mother know you're here?
I'm on my way home from school because I walked this morning. Mom would have picked me up, but she's at work and, well, yeah, I'm wet.
No, Toby, you're not wet. You're drenched, positively pouring water all over the floor. Here's my cell phone. Call your mom while I get you a towel.
Thanks.
Oh, and tell her I'm making you some hot cocoa.
Oh, it's like a hurricane out there. Just look at my umbrella. It's turned inside out. What a good that does us.
More brave souls. And here I thought no one would visit an old antique shop on a day like this. Mia, what a lovely surprise. And this must be...
I'm Linda, Mia's mom. I just picked her up from school and the rain was so bad, we decided to stop. She's been asking me to come by. This is a beautiful place.
Oh, I think so. Will you join Toby and I for some hot chocolate?
Well, we really don't want to put you to any trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble at all. I'll get a couple more mugs, you two get some chairs, and we'll wait out this storm together.
Love you too, Mom. Mr. Hightower, Mom says I can stay. Oh, hi.
Toby, meet Mia and her mother.
You're soaking wet.
Yeah, I know.
Simon and I were just sitting down to a good story. Oh, here's your hot chocolate.
Story time? It's been a long time since someone read a story to me.
Well, reading out loud is a lost art, you know. I think you might enjoy it.
Simon, there you are. Can you sit in my lap, Mr. Hightower?
No, I don't see why not.
So, you've been here before.
Uh-huh. And you seem to be pretty good friends with Mr. Hightower, too.
Yeah. I've known him for a while.
Well, everyone's settled? Excellent. Then, here we go. I'll start in the Old Testament with a book named Jonah.
The fish story of all fish stories.
Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me.
Cry against it? What does that mean?
It means that they were so bad that God was going to punish them, right?
I asked Mr. Hightower.
That's some of it. They were very wicked people, known all over the world for the terrible things they did. But God wasn't going to punish them without giving them a chance to repent. If they refused to repent, God would destroy the city. But if they decided to follow God and his ways, God would spare them.
See? I was right.
Whatever. So, Jonah went to Nineveh to tell them that, right? Where does the big fish come in? I know there's a big fish in this story somewhere.
Be patient, Toby. Be patient. You'd think he'd obey God, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh.
Let's see what he does. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. You see, in the days of Jonah, Joppa was a big seaport with a view of the Mediterranean Sea. So that was the logical place for Jonah to go and get on a ship. Let's go on. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it, meaning into the ship, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Do you know where Tarshish is?
It's in the opposite direction from Nineveh. I know that much.
That's bad. Can you really run away from God?
Let's keep reading. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. That sounds like God knew just where Jonah was. Oh dear, there goes the power. Time for the storm lamps.
I hope a tree didn't fall on the power lines.
We'll soon have lights. Mia, Toby, take this flashlight and go into the back room. We're looking for a lantern that has a little door on the side. Bring that back and we'll light a candle and put it inside.
Okay.
Be right back.
I could be wrong, but I think Toby shares a couple of classes with Mia at school. Odd, they don't seem to know each other.
Well, maybe they don't want to know each other.
That could be. You know, I'm awfully glad we stopped here. We don't need to drive in this weather, and you don't need to look for that lantern by yourself.
Oh, I'm never really alone. I have a very good God who's with me all of the time.
I found the lantern, Mr. Hightower.
We found it.
All right, we found it.
I am indebted to both of you.
That's a very old lantern. I'm not sure I've seen one quite like that.
I think I have. That lantern looks kind of familiar, Mr. Hightower.
Does it, Mia? Well, I love seeing old antiques made useful again. There we go. I'll light this candle inside the lantern, and then I'll close and latch the little door.
Ooh, it makes the whole room glow. Can I hold it?
Be careful, Mia. The sides get pretty warm.
I'll be careful.
Now, where were we? Yes, Jonah ran from God, storm, ship in danger of sinking. Here's what happened next. Then the sailors were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship and he lay and was fast asleep. Do you see what's happening here? All of those seasoned sailors were scared to death and were praying to their gods, which weren't real gods. But Jonah, who disobeyed the true God, he goes down into the bottom of the ship to take a nap. It doesn't seem like he was getting the idea that sin displeases God. So, the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not.
Hear me up, let me hold the lantern.
No, You got to carry it out here.
Yeah, but you've already got Simon. Besides, you'll probably break it.
I won't either. Don't touch it.
If you can touch it, I can touch it.
Toby!
What's happening?
Toby, what's going on?
I don't know, but from the looks of it, I'd say... I think we're on a ship.
You there, boy.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Everyone is praying to his god to deliver us from this storm. Everyone but that foreigner in the hold. Go get him, right now. It's you, girl.
Me?
That's what I said. You hold that lantern high. Give us some help. Hold fast, men!
Sir, excuse me. Wake up. The captain wants to see you right away.
Oh, he does, huh? And who might you be?
My name is Toby, sir. Just obeying the captain's orders. And who are you?
Jonah. My name's Jonah. I was sleeping well. But okay, I'll go see the captain.
I've got him, sir.
You wanted to see me, Captain?
Yes, I did. What do you mean, sleeping through this storm? We're all praying to our gods, but it's doing us no good. Do you have a god? If you do, then pray to him. Maybe he'll hear you and save us.
Captain!
What do you want, Jobab?
Captain, we've never seen a storm like this. Crew has cast lots to see whose fault it is. There's one lot left, and it's the shortest one. It's his fault. The foreigner. He's the cause of all this trouble.
Is this true? Explain yourself.
Yes, it's true. It's my fault. My name is Jonah, and I'm a Hebrew, a prophet of the Most High God who made the sea and the dry land. And I'm trying to run away from him.
Let me get this straight. You're running from the God who made the sea, and you got on a boat? What were you thinking?
I guess I wasn't thinking.
So, Jonah, what do we do to stop the storm? Tell me quickly before we all die because of your stupidity.
There's only one thing that will work. Throw me overboard. And my god Jehovah will calm the sea.
Sounds like a plan, Captain. Let me go get a couple of men and we'll just give them the old heave-ho.
No, wait. Wait! I'm not throwing a man off this ship unless there's no other way.
Toby, I'm feeling seasick.
Just hold on to that lantern. It's our only way home.
Are we gonna make it home, Toby? I'm not sure.
I agree with the girl. I don't think we're gonna make it. The ship is gonna break into pieces. His god won't let us get to land.
Why, Jonah? Why would you run from your god? Isn't there anything else we can do?
No, sir. Throw me overboard and pray to Jehovah instead of to your idols. And I promise you, the storm will stop.
All right, men, gather around. Boy, you give us a hand too. And girl, keep holding that light up. Jonah, I've never prayed to your god before, but here it goes. O Lord of the land and seas, I beg you not to let us die because of this man's sin. Please don't put his death on our account, because we know now, Lord, that you can do whatever you please. Save us! Amen.
Amen.
I am sorry, Jonah. I would never do this if I didn't have to. All right, men, grab hold of him. On three! One, two, three!
Mia, look.
I can't.
Mia, you have to look and listen.
The storm, it's over. I mean, just like that.
It's not just over. It's gone.
Yeah, but where's Jonah?
He's gone too. I don't see him anywhere.
Oh no, Toby. Has he drowned?
I don't know. Isn't there supposed to be a big fish around here somewhere?
Uh-huh.
This would be a good time for it to show up. Here, let me see the lantern.
Okay.
If we both hold on to it, maybe we can figure out a way to get back to Mr. Hightower and home. Ouch! Oh. Yuck!
Toby, are you still wet?
I'm sorry, I have an extra towel here.
And you too, Mia.
Toby, I see that you still have that lantern.
Mr. Hightower, the storm, it was...
Yes, Toby?
Jonah got thrown overboard. They really did it. It was awful.
Well, yes, dear, it was awful. Mr. Hightower just read about it.
But Mom, what happened to him?
Well, now that's the next part. And it's incredible.
How did you get so wet, dear?
Oh, praise the Lord. There's the lights.
Does that mean we don't get to finish the story?
Well, the storm does seem to be finishing up out there.
I think there's time, and me and I don't have much homework tonight.
Oh, so you do see each other at school?
Well, just a little. So, can we finish the story? Please?
Well, it's up to your mother, Mia. Oh, no, there goes the power again.
Since the lights are out, I guess we can stay a little longer.
Here's the lantern, Mr. Hightower.
Here, let me help.
You know, you two, you might just meet the prophet Jonah again. But before you do, let me read what happened to Jonah next. Now, the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights.
3 days? In a fish? What kind of fish?
We know that it was a really big fish. Big enough to give Jonah 3 days and three nights in the fish motel. Now, here's the important part. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. You know, his attitude's a little different now. He said, I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited Jonah out unto the dry land.
Wait a minute. Did you say vomited? Like a...
You got it, Mia. The fish threw him up, just like God told him to. And he ended up right on the beach, without a surfboard.
Ew.
Remember, the result of sin and disobedience is never a pleasant sight.
You could say that again.
Let's keep going. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee.
So God talked to him while he's on the beach, and now he's ready to go to Nineveh, right?
Well, let's see. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey.
3 days' journey? What does that mean?
I'm glad you asked that question, Mia. Historians tell us that the city of Nineveh was about 60 miles around, a very big city in that day. So it would take them 3 days to take a trip around it. But it wasn't just big in size. It was big in importance to God. Next, we read that Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, Well, here, Toby, you read Jonah's sermon.
The whole sermon? We don't have that much time, do we?
I promise, it's not that long.
Oh, all right, here goes. Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. That's it? That's the whole sermon? I just figured that since they were so wicked, it would be a really long sermon. Here, Mia, hold the lantern over here. I want to be sure I read that right. Mia, we're back.
It's because we were both touching the lantern.
Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Repent of your evil, or in 40 days God will destroy the city. Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown.
That's him, Mia. That's Jonah. I hear him.
So we're in Nineveh? That really bad city? Toby, don't leave me alone.
Then come on.
Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Repent of your evil, or in 40 days God will destroy the city. Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown.
What is he talking about, Gilda?
I don't know, Seba, but he must be sent from God. Just look at him.
What do we do?
I have no idea.
Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown.
Zaiden, what can anyone do in just 40 days?
I don't know.
Repent? What does that mean?
I'm not sure. I've never heard a message like this before.
There he is. I see him.
Look at all those people around him.
Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Repent of your evil. Or in 40 days, God will destroy the city. Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown.
Toby, look at him. Is that the same man? He looks terrible. His hair and beard are gone, and his skin looks kind of green. What happened?
I think that's what happens when you're in fish juice for 3 days.
Yuck. Is that what disobedience looks like?
If it is, then it makes me want to never disobey again.
What must we do to be saved from this?
Yes. How can we please God? Oh, listen. Here's someone from the palace.
Hear ye, hear ye. By royal decree of the king, every man, woman, child, and animal will repent on this day. No one may eat or drink. Everyone must give up all their sins, pray to God, and beg him to forgive them. The whole city must do this. Then perhaps God will forgive us and spare our great city.
Wait, he's leaving.
Then we better follow him. Excuse me, Mr. Jonah? Mr. Jonah?
I delivered my message, boy. Oh, it's you. From the ship. How did you get here? Well, it doesn't matter. I have nothing else to say.
But we were just wondering...
Yes, will the Ninevites turn to God?
I beg your pardon?
The Ninevites, will they change? Will God save them?
God always forgives and grants mercy. So, yes, he will, if they really repent. Now go back home.
Wow, he sure...
Yeah, he sure has a chip on his shoulder.
What are we supposed to do? Wait around a whole month to see how the story ends? To see if God forgives them?
Oh, Toby, don't be silly.
Why?
You've got the lantern, Toby. Here, let me touch it too. That's how we can find out what happens next.
So, Toby and Mia, do you understand what happened?
Huh?
I think so. It is a good story, isn't it? Mom, didn't you see that we were, that Toby and I were...
Toby and you what?
Well, just now, Mr. Hightower was reading, and we... What I mean is...
Mia, it's okay. Let's just forget about it.
How about if I finish up the story?
You mean there's more?
Of course. The people changed. Right, Mr. Hightower?
Yes. The people changed. But Jonah didn't change. Here's what the Bible says. So Jonah went out of the city, and there made him a booth. That means a little shelter. And sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would become of the city. You see, Jonah saw God save thousands of people. Maybe the greatest revival in human history. But he still wanted God to destroy them for their sins.
Wow. Jonah must have really hated the Ninevites to want God to do that.
It sure seems like that, Mia. But here's what happens next. God made a little plant to grow up overnight to give Jonah some shade. But the next day, God sent a little worm to eat the plant. So Jonah lost the shade. What do you think he did? He was so upset about it that he wanted to die.
Jonah wanted to die just because of a little plant?
Uh-huh. God used that plant to show Jonah that he loved the people of Nineveh much more than Jonah loved the plant. It's God's love that wanted to save them. And by the way, it's God's love that wants to save us today. Even when we turn away from him, he still wants to save us.
So Jonah finally got it, right?
Well, that's the interesting part.
What do you mean, Mr. Hightower?
We're not sure. The story ends right here.
You mean it just ends?
In a way. Do you know who wrote the book of Jonah?
I think it was Jonah himself, wasn't it?
That's right, Linda. Bible teachers believe that God inspired Jonah to write the book. And they believe that an old prophet who hated the Ninevites wrote the book to be a contrast to a wise God that loves everyone.
So God used the book of Jonah to show us how wonderful and amazing he is.
Yeah, that's what I believe.
Wow.
Oh, would you look at that? The lights just came back on.
Oh, and see what time it is, Mia? We better get going.
Already?
Yes, already. We've taken up enough of Mr. Hightower's time.
Oh, not at all, Linda. It's been my privilege. And Toby, I think your mother will be ready for you, too. Are you dried out?
I sure am. The sun was hot in Nineveh.
And Mia, you enjoyed your hot chocolate?
I sure did. Thanks for everything. I'll be back soon, if that's okay.
Anytime, Mia. Anytime.
Yes, Simon. I didn't forget about you. I'll see you again soon.
Thank you. It was so nice to meet you, Mr. Hightower. Goodbye.
Mia's a nice girl, don't you think?
Yeah, she's okay.
God loves everyone, you know. And with his help, you can too.
I kind of got that feeling today.
Sometimes it just takes a good storm to remind us, doesn't it?